Hello. Welcome to fucking whatever deep fuck fart, whatever the fuck this stupid show is.
Deep fuck fart. Whoa.
My fucking ass hurts so fucking bad. This hemorrhoid and my back is fucked up. Everything's
my
fucked up.
My back hurts. I got a hemorrhoid.
I got no fucking beard no more. I got fucking a sore asshole.
You're
I got a sore back.
Lesbian.
Fuck life. Fuck aging.
I
fuck
got
Scotty.
A boil on my butt.
I got a fucking blister on my toe.
I've got cons.
I'm
I've
sorry,
got
TJ. I won't give you. I won't give you the whole fucking 17 inches next time. I'm sorry. I blew out his O-ring.
Yeah,
I blew
man.
Out his O-ring.
Paul just fucked me too fucking hard. That's why he threw his back out.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, why do you think I'm not on, you know, I'm sitting over here on a stump like a fucking old man.
He's just sitting there with his pendulous drained balls and his fucking, you know, fat
Whoa.
Dog.
This is
fast.
This is
laying on the ground
a,
there.
This is like fucking, TJ's fantasy
it's
session
intense.
Now.
It's intense.
Hey, TJ, let's talk about dicks.
Yeah, let's talk about dicks, you guys.
That's the topic of this episode,
the
dicks.
The topic of this episode is dicks.
So, TJ, you're a failure as a human being.
Yeah, that's right. That's basically what it boils down to. Anyway,
you're fat and out of shape. You can't do shit.
Yeah, fat, out of shape, miserable, stupid, ugly.
I mean, the truth hurts, dude.
Deep Fat Fried live show and meetup hosted by Pessimist. Fucking productions.
Yes.
You guys already know about the ticketing site, which you can still get your tickets. By the way, the VIP tickets are running pretty low. If you want a VIP ticket,
75% sold.
Yeah, about 75% of those have been sold. Closing in on those general admission tickets as well. You know, obviously there's a month and a half left, but you know, I'm just saying, definite chance of the VIP selling out pretty soon. General admission, you might have a little longer, but who really the fuck knows? And anyway, we now have a Facebook event page. If you're one of the people who still wants Cambridge Analytica to have your data, you can tell the Russians
that you're coming to see us.
Tell the Russians you're coming.
Go let us know that you're coming so we can kind of get an idea of the number of you.
Yeah.
Keep track of you over
here.
I
mean, we know how many there are because of the ticket sales, but...
Bleep, bloop.
You guys might as well see what other people are coming, you know?
Yeah. Hey, maybe you'll find
you
somebody
can also
that
have,
wants to fuck.
You yeah,
know?
You know?
And you can hook up with them on the Facebook
it has
you know,
happened.
Event page.
I mean,
it has happened
multiple times.
I mean, love has been made at these events. Let's put it this way, people.
Yeah. Love has been made during
love.
These events.
Yeah, literally during these events.
Yeah, people have fucked on tables and shit. It's
whoa,
been
whoa,
crazy.
Whoa. Let's not... No. No,
fucked
TJ.
On the table.
That would be illegal, TJ.
Sucking dicks in the bathroom. People, all kinds of crazy
Paul
shit.
Was actually,
but enough about TJ at these meetups.
Yeah.
Paul was propositioned at the first meetup we ever had.
I was.
No, not for Deep Fat Fry, but for Drunken Peasants.
Yeah, there were these like kind of hot goth chicks kind of swarming around. And I had the feeling they didn't really knew who
dumb
we were.
Kid, listen, dumb kids what? In this chat being like, I wish I could go. Don't wish you could go. Just go, bitch.
I think I can.
Be
it.
Yeah, come on. No, but yeah, a couple of hot goth chicks tried to suck my dick. I was coming out of the bathroom and one of them was like, why don't you just turn around and go back in there? And I was like, why? She goes, because I'm going to suck your dick. And I said, no, you're not. And I went back to the meetup, unfortunately.
Well, you were with Ash at the
I
time,
wish they could
so.
Stream
but hey,
the
you
meetup.
Might be, you might not be a cuck. You might be the guy. Oh, people are saying I'm lying. All right, dude. All the lie call-outs are coming from people that haven't been to these meetups,
look,
dude.
Look, listen. I was there, and I can confirm it is a lie.
No, I saw the girls you were talking about.
Of course
and,
you did. Everybody saw them.
And you know what? I believe Paul's story, especially because he turned it down. If he said it happened, I'd be like,
oh, hell no.
Bullshit, dude.
I'm not going to. No, dude. I don't do, like, body fluid transfer from people I don't know.
That could be you, though.
That could be
that
you.
That could happen in L.A. Those same girls might come there. They might suck your dick. Who knows?
It was the L.A. meetup that it happened in, so maybe the same hot goth bitches will be there.
They might be back. Big
and they'll
titty
know
titty
not to come
girl.
To me. And if you look anything like me, they might ask to suck your dick. And you can say yes.
Try to look enough like Paul that they might drunkenly mistake you for Paul.
What do you mean try? Half our audience looks exactly like me.
All right, so the meetup's happening. There's an event page. So right now it says zero going, zero interested. Raise that number, motherfuckers. Even if you're just one of these little interested bitches, let us know. Also, Pessimist Productions, Patreon, going strong. 3,107 patrons and counting.
On our march to 4,000,
yeah.
Which gets us a new studio for DFF, a new look for the show, new sound for the show.
You guys are going to see some upgrades that I've made by the Monday show, hopefully. So it's going to be good. You'll see at least one upgrade. It really doesn't benefit anyone but me, but that's okay.
Cool.
That's all that really matters. Anyway, 3,107 patrons. Let's get that motherfucking number up. Of course, all of you listening to me live are like, fuck you, I'm already a patron. But this is for the people watching the 10-minute preview, so sorry. Anyway, we have important business to get to today, do we not, gentlemen?
I mean, this is going to be a contentious episode. I can already tell you. There's going to be blood.
Bum, bum, bum.
There will be blood.
There's going to be tears. There's going to be angst and anger.
There's going to be a lot of polls.
Think about this difficulty, too. If one of us cites a song that the others don't know, there's no way we can be like, well, let's listen to it.
Well,
because we're streaming on the YouTubes.
Yeah, that does kind of. I mean, we could listen to like 5 seconds of the song.
Yeah, but
right?
I'd have to. Yeah, we could. But if the other people don't know the song, 5 seconds ain't really going to tell them the fucking story. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm pretty sure the three of us have a pretty good knowledge of rock.
I'm just saying.
I don't think anybody's going to come up with anything. Nobody. I mean,
don't go down too obscure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I'm saying.
If anything comes up that like most of the people here haven't heard of, it doesn't belong on this list. Let's put it that way.
Good. That's true. Because if a song is that,
I mean, we can't make a list of
it. Out.
We can't make a list of the songs that none of us knows.
Exactly. Fuck that.
It wouldn't be an authentic list from us.
No. We got to keep this to the ones that need to be here, that should be here, that have a contention.
All right,
TJ.
Deserve to be here.
No fucking vamping from you motherfuckers. TJ, name three songs.
Whoa. Scotty put you on the fucking carpet, TJ. Jesus, I'm glad he didn't do that to me.
Drop
Paul, name three songs. Sorry, okay.
Do it, TJ.
Three songs.
Waiting, TJ.
Quiet, man. I haven't thought about this at all.
You haven't thought about this at all?
No, I don't like to
You're
prepare.
You're fucking pitiful, TJ.
You know, Trump isn't even preparing for his meeting with Kim Jong-un. I don't have to prepare for this.
Is Trump the example that you really
want
to follow?
All right, I've got three.
Paul's doing it.
I've got three.
All right, go ahead.
Paul, start.
All right, the first and foremost, the one that is going to win, let's just be honest. Free Bird, man! Fucking play Free Bird, bro! If I leave here, come on, man! Free Bird!
Free Bird!
The most requested song of all time.
It's got to be, dude.
Free Bird!
Free Bird, okay.
Yeah, Free Bird. That would be my number one.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I can never fucking quite understand. Are they saying this bird you cannot change or this bird you cannot cage?
I think this is bird you cannot change.
Okay. That's what I thought it was. I was 90% sure, but part of my brain's always been like, are they saying cage or change?
I mean, I can settle this controversy right now if you want me to.
I've never cared enough to look
up
the lyrics. All right,
TJ, name a song, you pathetic fucking...
I've got two more.
Three. We're doing three at a time, Scotty. Oh. And you're next, not me.
I got Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven's got to be on
here. I was just listening to Stairway to Heaven.
It's got to be on here.
Building a stairway.
And in my...
And you know what?
Wait, what? Staring?
No.
Stairway.
Staring to Heaven? Stairway to Heaven has got to be on this list. And number three, even though it's by, you know, the same band, the Immigrant Song, dude. Immigrant Song has to be on here.
All right. So,
can you belch the Immigrant Song, TJ?
Let me try.
Okay.
No.
No. Okay.
It'd have been cool if I could have. One day we'll find my actual talent, but not tonight. Scotty, go.
Dude.
Don't like it. Wow, dude. Terrible pick.
Dude.
Terrible pick.
Dude. It's dude. No, I think my first pick, let's throw out a Beatles song.
How about
song.
Scotty Doesn't Know from that movie?
That's, if you want to have a gag song, then sure. Come Together, dude.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we can't listen to it, so I'll just do my impersonation of
all the
songs.
Yeah, you have to do the song.
Oh, no,
as well.
Dude.
She got a Buddha. She got balls like hammers. She got tits like rockets. She got cock like. She got. Dick down to her knees.
Maybe it was a kindness that Mark David Chapman shot John Lennon.
Got to keep on sucking because she needs to be pleased.
So they start to hear this horrible rendition.
Sorry, that's the Fooda version of...
yeah, I liked it, you know? I was like... zipping my fly and shit, you know? Like, yeah, you tell me more about this bitch.
All right, I like it, Scotty. Come together. All
come right. together.
You know what? Let's go with... Painted Black by the Rolling Stones.
Paint it black.
I see a red door and I want to paint it black. I don't know why. It's the Indian guy cover. No colors anymore. I need it.
I am Bundesh IRS. fuck, dude. Another song. What's another fucking iconic song? How about Unforgiven 2 by Metallica?
Representing the Metallica, you see.
Is that the... So they dub me Unforgiven. Is that that one?
No, dude.
No?
That's the first Unforgiven.
Oh, I don't know what Unforgiven 2 is, then. Can you do Unforgiven 2?
Do it, Scotty. You have the worst singing voice ever, but do it.
What are the lyrics from it? I might be able to do it.
Dude.
I don't know. He's just like, but she's Unforgiven 2.
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Unforgiven 3 is the worst one.
And then I kept waiting for them to work Unforgiven 3 into the wordplay of that. Like, never free.
Never.
And she's Unforgiven 3.
Twice. You know?
But they never did it. They never did it.